This episode is sponsored by ByHeart. Hold on, y'all. With all this talk about making babies that we love to do, let's talk for a second about feeding those little miracles when they come. ByHeart is an infant nutrition company that started with a simple mission: make the best formula in the world. When chest feeding isn't an option, ByHeart's clinically proven easy-to-digest infant formula is there for you. Their patented protein blend gets closest to breast milk. Plus, ByHeart is made with certified clean ingredients and no soy, corn syrup, GMOs, or palm oil. And it's the only U.S.-made infant formula with globally sourced ingredients to use organic, grass-fed whole milk, not skim. ByHeart also happens to be clinically proven for easier digestion, less spit up, and softer poops versus a leading infant formula, which, trust me, you're gonna want. So tell me, you curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code QUEERFAM for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. Right, y'all. I just want to take a quick second to talk about our sponsor, Sunbasket. I don't know if you know this about me, but I am not a big fan of grocery shopping or meal planning or anything that goes along with any of that. But I do very much care about eating healthy. But when you don't like to grocery shop or plan meals, it is really hard to cook healthy dinners for your family. And that's where Sunbasket comes in. They're a team of dietitians and chefs that design wholesome, nutritious, and delicious meal kits delivered to your door. Each week, you can choose from a brand new selection of quick and easy meal kit recipes with a wide variety of dietary options, plus dozens of snacks, salads, breakfast items, and more. And you can pick and choose from recipe options like vegetarian, Mediterranean, carb conscious, the list goes on. We just had orzo bowls with broccoli, sun-dried tomatoes, and pea stew, and it was delicious. My kids even liked them. I can't speak to Sunbasket more. I love them. Thanks to Sunbasket's commitments to clean ingredients and organic fresh produce, there's no easier way to eat your very, very best. You just have to go to sunbasket.com/queerfam today to save $120 across your first four deliveries. That's sunbasket.com/queerfam to save $120, y'all, across your first four deliveries, plus free shipping on your first order. Go do that. Get some healthy food. There you go.
This episode is brought to you by Generate Life Sciences, Green Chef, and Modern Fertility. And we are super excited to have them on board making our show a possibility.
Welcome to If These Ovaries Could Talk. I'm Jamie.
I'm Robin.
And we're your hosts.
Let me show you. Love is love if you don't have to make a family by taking a traditional ride. If these ovaries could talk, you would say. How do I get the sperm through custom?
I am a lesbian. So gay. We need to tell our story.
It's not your nuclear family anymore. It's not just your mom and dad thing.
We're not ruining these little humans.
Not for the gay reason. Just because we stay.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Jamie.
I just have to apologize to everyone. My son is literally screaming his head off right now. Can you hear him?
I can't hear it. But clearly, we'd have to work on his screaming abilities.
He's screaming in fun, so maybe that's why you don't hear him. Okay. It's not angry screaming.
Don't you have like a trigger response? Like when I hear like a kid crying, like my back goes up.
Or like, my mom,
I get all like,
oh, it's the worst.
Is that my kid?
And trying to record a podcast in your house, in your tiny apartment with two small children's is always.
That's
children's?
Fun.
Did I just say children's?
My children's.
It's always a joy. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, well, I'm in a small apartment and I have to like back my $45 Walmart desk that's on wheels away from the window because of the sound of the cars in the rain. It's just, there's nothing glamorous about this, Jamie.
I tried something new today. I'm in my kids' room.
Oh, I mean, it might be glamorous for other people. It's just not for us.
This is not the glamorous life. I'll say that.
We are not.
But you know what? 2020 is not the glamorous life.
Sure is not. Jamie, after this episode, we're on a break. This is the end of season 6.
I can't believe
we get three
that.
Whole weeks off after this week.
Oh, good.
We're not going to be back until January 11th.
That's crazy.
What season are we coming back with, Jamie?
7. Right?
Yeah,
am I right?
You're right. You did it.
I knew it.
I'm going to miss everyone for those 3 weeks, but at the same time, I'm also not. What are you going to do?
Why are you acting like we're actually going to take time off? It's hilarious to me.
I'm going to try, Jamie. I'm going to Really try and take some time off. Meanwhile, I'll still be sending Jamie 800 emails a day.
And we're going to be all over the social and we're going to be like, ooh, let's try to do this. Let's create this real big project that we have no time to do, but let's do it.
Since the podcast isn't up, let's make a movie. That's what we're... It should be easy. We've got a couple of friends who edit.
It's kind of like how we decided to write a book. Let's write a movie. That's exactly what we're going to do with our 3 weeks off. I don't know. I'm also going to do my other job.
Yeah. Jamie, did you listen to that? We got a really cool voice memo from a listener about being a single mom by choice. I think you were originally emailing with her.
Yeah. She asked a really interesting question and we brought it up on our live stream. We thought we need to share it with you guys too.
Which, by the way, if you don't know about our live streams, it's Thursdays at 4 p.m. on Facebook and now on YouTube also.
We're all over the place. You can't get
rid
of us.
Too many places.
You can't get rid of us. Too many places. That should be our motto. Too many places. That should be a good go on our t-shirts. We're looking for things to put on our t-shirts, guys. So write in and tell us.
But yeah, so she wanted to know about being a single, like she's a single LGBTQ mom by choice. Mm-hmm. And so she kind of like is in this weird predicament where, you know, like when you walk in with two moms, you have to be out. But she doesn't necessarily have to. And like, how out should she be?
She's pregnant right now. And so It's all new. And so she's grappling with, I'm outing myself as a single parent because when I'm in these like pregnancy classes, she will disclose I'm a single mom by choice because it's obvious she's alone there.
She's alone.
Or she's there with her sister or her friend. But she hasn't been telling people that she's also queer or LGBTQ. And she's wondering, should I be telling people that? Because I know, you know, once the kid comes, it's one of those things like you have to model pride in your family. And it was just a really interesting question because hard to say. If she's not partnered up right now, why does she have to say it? But then should you say it for the kid's benefit? Like, what if you end up partnering up down the line and then your kid has never heard that you like women? I don't know. It's an interesting conundrum.
We had the discussion on the live stream and we were pretty much like, I don't know, I think you kind of got it because... It's in the same way that if you're a straight couple and let's say you used a donor egg or a donor sperm, like you kind of just have to force yourself to tell that kid because down the road you're going to have issues. So we had this whole discussion, but she sent us a voice memo. Should we get Helen to play it?
She's really awesome. We like her a lot.
Yeah. Loved her.
Helen. Wake up, Helen.
That is your cue. I don't understand how she misses these cues, every Jamie. It's like... I literally give her a script.
We got a shout out on social media saying, I love Robin, Jamie, and Helen.
And Helen. We also, by the way, got an email that was directed directly to Helen. And then they said, give this to Jamie and Robin. I was like, hey, you clearly don't know that Helen wouldn't actually give it to us.
Well, but they gave her the directive. Like they gave her the direction. They know that. Yeah. They know enough to know. You got to direct
her. Yeah, okay, we're talking about you, Helen. Okay, cue it. The voice memo.
We're going to keep talking until you cue it.
Okay.
Hi, Jamie. Hi, Robin. This is Teresa, all the way from New Zealand. Thank you so much for reaching out back to me and answering my question. I've always been out and proud where I can be safely, being a primary school teacher, elementary, I guess you call it. I can't always be to parents, but always have been to other colleagues and things. And I will definitely be open with my daughter when she's born. I've always felt that I'm a musician, I'm a teacher, I'm a friend, I'm creative. Being gay is very, very, very small part of who I am. It's very important, but it's just one other thing. I will maybe not hide as much as I have been single. I can perhaps be a little bit braver and be out in more places. 3 months ago, I left in my pregnancy, and I'm like you, it sucks being pregnant. Can't wait for February. It's going to be the hottest part of the year, being 8-9 months pregnant, but I'm going to sit in my house and watch Netflix. All the best from New Zealand. Thanks. Bye.
Oh, that was wonderful. That was wonderful. I love her.
Love her.
Thanks for sending that in. Mm-hmm. And folks, we have an interesting, this is our last little news item. Our book, which, Jamie, can we say it? How fast can we say it?
If these ovaries could talk the things we've learned about making an LGBTQ family.
Well, forget it. Anyway, it is on sale for the holidays. It is on sale for the holidays, guys. Great. On Amazon only, you can get 20% off the paper book and the Kindle version between now and the top of the year.
Did I say paper book? You sure did. But that's okay. You can get 20% off the paperback or the Kindle version between now and the top of the year. This is great. You guys, I think this is the perfect gift to give your parents if you are LGBTQ or if you're not.
Or like if you, let's say you want your partner and you want to have a baby, get the book and write in there, guess what? This is what I think we should do. And then give it to them for Christmas.
That's a fun idea. What else? Right? What other ideas can we come up with for people
but
to
do
this? But
if like, let's say you want to tell your parents, you want to tell your parents that you're pregnant. Mm-hmm. Guess what? Mm-hmm. We're having a baby. Which read chapter 4.
Yeah.
And that's how we are pregnant.
And then peruse the rest of the book too.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Just buy the book. All right. And then when you get it, rate and review it on Amazon and Goodreads. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Okay. All right. Who are we talking to? Oh, I love this
Claudio.
Guy. Claudio.
Claudio. There's a new LGBTQ holiday book out called Two Dads Under the Christmas Tree. And the story is about his adoption of his son, Jaden. Mm-hmm. Right? Should we do this?
I think we should just bring
Claudio.
Bring Claudio in. Bring Claudio in. I think we're butchering his name. Let him say his name.
I got it, Helen.
Helen, roll the tape. Or bring Claudio in, whatever you want to do. It's your choice. just
do something.
Just get to work, Helen. Hi, Claudio.
Hi, Claudio.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're both good.
Good.
It's really great to have you.
This was so hard to schedule. We had to cancel. You had to cancel. Then we had like a time thing. It's like, this is our fourth time, but we made it work.
We're
so excited.
Even with internet issues, we're making this work. This is happening. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your support and for your understanding.
Of course. We're so happy to have you here because we were desperately trying to get this one in because you are the author of a book that's timed for Christmas. And we were like, we have got to get this in because our people are going to want to know about this.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, all right. Before we get into the book, Claudio, I don't know if Robin gave you the rundown, but we do a 30-second elevator pitch. Basically, you and your family and everything about you. In a nutshell.
In 30 seconds or less.
But we won't cut you off if you go over. So you do your best. You do you, boo. And we will keep it rolling.
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
On your mark, get set, go.
I'm Claudio. I'm from Italy. All my family is from Italy. My husband is from Italy. And Stefan is a conductor and I'm an opera manager. I work in all the theater around the world when the COVID was not here. So now we are all home. We adopted Jaden and Maria in 2017 and 2018. They are 11 months apart. They changed completely our life. And so also Stefano's career as a conductor changed. My life changed. So we are here in the United States and we are happy.
Lovely. Oh,
amazing. Amazing. Let's delve in on what you talked about. Like, tell us about how you created your family and about your husband and all that jazz.
All that jazz. Even like, how'd you meet? I want to know how you met.
We met... Many years ago. So 30 years ago, I was 17 and it was 19. So, I mean, it's a life together. 30 years.
Wow. And you've been together that whole time?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow.
Yes. And Stefano was at school with my older brother, Mario. I remember him since I was very little. Stefan is a conductor, as I told you, so we started immediately working close to him because he was leading a festival in Rome, in the center of Rome, conducting all the summers with his assistant conductor for an American conductor. And he was invited many, many times to conduct in the United States. The first time I came to New York, I was so scared. But after,
<Me too.
laughs> after like going and working in Times Square or, you know, the Fifth Avenue, I said, that's going to be my city. Then we really worked together through our life, through the, you know, the course of the studies and everything. We have done everything together. It's hard for me to choose a story to tell because what we have done, it's all together. The first house, problems, you know, losses, everything. So
you're like your whole life story is combined.
Yes, yes, yes.
So COVID probably wasn't that big a deal for you guys because you've just always been together.
Right, right. It is. I mean, what Stefano said all the time, we are together 30 years, but it's like if we are together 60 years because we live together 24 hours a day. It's not easy. I don't want to say it's easy. I mean, we try, we do our best to grow the family and we teach the kids in Italian. Of course, because it's our first language. And especially what we say all the time, we don't want our kids to speak English with our pronunciation.
Well, tell us about your kids and how that happened 11 months apart.
Stefano and I went the first time to Growing Generation in Los Angeles in 2004. Mm-hmm. And we really wanted to try this experience
And for our listeners, Growing Generations is a
surrogacy agency, and they handle all the, they put all the pieces together for you.
Right. So we went there, but as soon as we discovered how much was the price for that, we said, I don't think we can afford it now. So we started to save money to do this. But one day, one of my artists, Leila Martinucci, was-
I love how you say that. Say that again. Leila Martinucci.
Leila Martinucci. She's an amazing artist. And we were- in a dinner for her birthday in Venice, Italy. And she was talking about like adoption and says, I think to adopt, it's like, it's much better than, I mean, it's an act of love instead of to be selfish and have like a surrogacy. And I say, I agree and I disagree, but I don't know what's happened in my, you know, in my heart. And Stefano's heart said, I think it's better. I mean, we don't have to be so selfish and have our, you know, kids
your genetics.
Your genetics. It's,
right.
I mean, I understand. It's not, but it's not a selfish thing to want to do that. And it's totally normal to have wanted to have your genetics carrying on.
Absolutely. Agreed.
But it's a tough decision, totally.
Yeah. So we completely changed our mind and say, okay, we try. And we started to work with foster care. The foster care for us was not a good experience.
Oh, why not?
I don't want to say that it's bad, but for us, was not a good experience because, I mean, you are forced to do a certain things. They will not give you the opportunity, especially if you are a gay couple, to grow a little child. They want to give you like older people, which is completely fine for us. But what I explained to them, our language could be a problem to communicate with a 13-year-old, with a teen. Mm. So we want for these kids coming in our house the best experience. We don't want to provide them other, like, you know, I mean, problems. We just want to help them. So it didn't work. We started work with agencies. And it took 2 years to talk with people and find the right one.
Did you do through a private agency or like a lawyer? Or
it was an agency. It was a private agency, but this was found by social worker because we did home study first. You know all the process. I mean the home study and so the social worker.
Yeah, take us through the process.
Sure.
Just for our listeners at home who might be thinking about going this path.
Yes, when you want to adopt, the first things you have to prepare is your home study, which means a social worker will work through your life. It's not, I'd say your house, through your life. The excuse to come to see your house is just an excuse to see who you are, which is amazing because they need to screen you to see your past. And, you know, you need to provide everything to them with the police. So they screen you totally. And it's amazing because you know yourself and you never stop to think who you are. But when you see papers and you have a report from, you know, people you have worked with or, you know, all the other things, you say, oh my gosh, that's my life. It's long and I did good, I did wrong, everything. So they come and you prepare this document, which is called the home study. And you have like 3 or 4 visits from the social worker. They want to see all the rooms if you have enough room for for the kids you want to adopt. And they determine if you are able to adopt or not. And if you are able to adopt 1, 2, 3, or 4 or more, it depending on the space you have in your house. And they check everything. They check what you have in the refrigerator, how you eat, everything. I mean, this is my experience, our experience, so right. Not the others. Right. So the process, it's pretty long.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
you start looking for an agency. And in 2017, we decided to give up because
I thought, where are you, Claudio? Just so
we are in Iowa. We are in Iowa.
Iowa. Okay,
oh, okay.
In Des Moines.
In Des Moines. Okay. Yeah.
It's a beautiful city. We lived in Los Angeles first, in Manhattan. It was by the Metropolitan Opera. Uh-huh. And now we are here.
And I was just wondering, just because the adoption process varies from state to state. So it's just good to know where you are in the country. So,
of course. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Jamie, we have a promo code that everyone is excited about.
I know, everyone really is. California Cryobank, which happens to be the sperm bank we both used. Love them, love them. And they've been helping LGBTQ folks and single women have kids for over 40 years. And they gave us a top secret code for our listeners to use on cryobank.com. Listen, we've already had folks write in to tell us how much they love this one. This is a good one.
I know. Seriously, write this down, everybody, or whatever. Type it in your phone. Whatever. You know the drill.
Yeah.
The code is OCT.
OCT for ovaries could talk, but you know this already. So let's tell them what they get. They're going to get a free level 2 donor information subscription access for 90 days. Dude, this is huge.
That's incredible. Yeah. That's all the more you need to pick a donor, for God's sakes.
Yeah. Yeah. If it takes you more than 90 days, I don't know what we're going to do.
And that's $145 value, which gives you access to the donor's extended profiles, childhood photos, adult photos for some of the donors, gives you access to their medical histories. You can read personal essays they've written, and they have something called Express Yourself.
Oh, Express Yourself is actually what sealed the deal for us on our donor.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Because they give the donors like a blank canvas and they can express themselves. You see what they did there?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to find the donors, like maybe they write original poetry, songs, essays, photographs, drawings, recipes. Basically anything that a donor can imagine, you know, expressing themselves, inner self.
My donor wrote a letter to our future kid. And
That's sweet.
It was a really sweet letter. And that's what sealed the deal for us. So listen, here's a really cool fact. Less than 1% of applicants become California Cryobank donors. They're selective.
Yeah, that's how selective they are. I mm-hmm. love that. Because they do medical testing, psych screening, background checks. And that's important. But the donors also have this diverse background that you can choose from.
Mm-hmm.
So you can really search easily on their site. And I used it to make sure to match. I wanted to match Mary's hair color and eye color. And we found that because there was so much diversity on the site.
Yep. Same.
So look, you know you want to go check out California Cryobank. Just go to cryobank.com. You're going to open a free account and you're going to use the code OCT. And that's going to activate your free subscription today.
That's cryobank.com. CRYOBANK.com. And get that free subscription, guys. This is huge. We love this.
Use the code OCT.
Oh my God. Make
Why
some
did
babies.
I do that?
Make
Sorry, I don't know I did that. So you're giving up. You were like, we're throwing in the towel.
Yeah, we were giving up because, as I told you, we are like together since 30 years. So we are not babies. I mean, I don't feel like I'm old, but I'm 47. So probably for the agency, all the agencies 3 years ago at 44 and Stefano 45 was like, you guys are too old for us. You guys are too old. And I remember I was at the Metropolitan Opera with one of my singers auditioning. It was December 16, 2017. And Stefano called me and say, hey, I want to try with this other agent. It's the last one, I promise, because I was so stressed and he was stressed too. And I said, okay, it's Christmas. I want to give us the other opportunity to go to talk with these agents. But, you know, I say this Christmas, I want to be, you know, super calm. I want to relax, watch movies, because our jobs are there's a lot of pressure. So I traveled the 17. We went to the agency the 18. No way. She was talking, I mean, and say, you guys are nice, but I don't think I have. I mean, after hearing what you do, how you live, Stefan is a conductor, is an international conductor in Italy. I don't think I have family. When we were saying bye-bye, goodbye, Merry Christmas, he said, I just want to tell you, but don't feel offended. There's an African-American lady delivering in like a week or maybe 10 days, but I don't want to offend you.
Offend?
Like what?
Mm-hmm. I was saying, I don't understand what she's saying, Stefano. Can you help me? And he said, no, you understand. She's saying that there's an African-American delivering. And
she didn't think you would want an African-American baby?
No. And I don't understand what you mean. And she said, oh, you know, everybody is asking for a blonde girl with a blue eyes. And I said, oh, no. I mean, we are completely fine. Can we start the process? And she said, okay, we start the process. So we started the process. And as every
By the way, that's like so like head snapping. You're going from like sort of racism to you can have a baby. Like that's crazy.
Yeah. It was, I mean, a lot of confusion because December 18 and then December 23 is Stefano's birthday. And as every year, I organized a breakfast with the closest friends in a nice place here. We got a call during his birthday and say, hey, the mom is delivering. You have to go to Washington, D.C.
Oh.
So,
and how many days have passed between this meeting with this agency to this call?
Five days.
And you knew you were getting the baby at this point, or was it still kind of up in the air? Or had you signed paperwork?
We signed everything. I mean, we have done everything, but we didn't really know what was happening to us. So we said, okay, so we go. And it was like 11 in the morning at 3 p.m. We were in flight to go to Washington, D.C. I knew the city before because of my job. So, I went the closest place to the hospital. So, and we started to talk with a spokesperson for the mom. And there was, I mean, I had like, it was December 24th, the morning of the Christmas Eve. And I said, I mean, I was talking with this lady and she says, "We don't know anything about you guys." I said, "Who are you?" I mean, I was so confused because of our language. I said, "Stefano, probably we didn't understand what was happening. So what we're doing here."
So you show up and they're like, and the people at the hospital are like, "We don't have a record of you coming for this
because
baby."
Because the agency.
Because the agency stunk.
The agency didn't tell the hospital. But the birth mother knew.
No.
The birth mother didn't know.
No, because the problem was with the birth mother. She's amazing. Let me tell you first. She's amazing. She's a very strong woman. And I'm in touch with her. Yesterday was Maria's birthday, so I sent her a picture. I mean, we talked to her because she changed our life. We will never, never, never have her outside of our lives because it will be stupid. The problem was the agency, they were too busy to talk to her during Christmas. So, of course, they say, no, we sent an email. No, we tried to talk. She did, you know, that all the problems for an adoption. We tried to talk to her. It was impossible because she was almost delivering. So I said to Stefano, okay, we just wait. At 10:35 p.m. on Christmas Eve, we got a call from the spokesperson, which was her girlfriend. And she said, Jaden was born, but the mom decided to keep the baby. And I say,
oh my God,
it's okay, but I want to see her because we brought a lot of things. As you can imagine, in 5 days, we bought a stroller, we bought everything, you know, clothes, everything. So we said, we have a lot of gifts for her. So we want to bring everything to her. And we went to the hospital.
Robin,
yes.
How excited were you to get your Green Chef delivery this week? How
God,
excited!
I could not wait.
Me either.
You know how I feel about things that are delivered, prepackaged, pre-measured, perfectly proportioned, and mostly prepped recipes straight to my door. Those people are a friend of mine.
I know it. Me too. I hate the grocery store. I really do. But I do enjoy cooking from time to time, especially when I don't have to plan the meal. And that's what Green Chef is good for. It lets you choose from a wide array of easy-to-follow recipes. And it's perfect for keto, paleo, plant-based diets, or even if you just want to eat healthier, they have all kinds of
diets. I know. It's like, I feel like a five-star chef when I cook Green Chef.
I know. You feel so fancy.
I do. The recipes include some pre-chopped ingredients, pre-made sauces, dressings, and spices, so you can get more flavor in less time. And my daughter was able to do most of the cooking while I kind of looked on with my cocktail, if you know what I'm saying. It was really easy and it was delicious and the whole family loved it.
I love it. I really do. It's just makes it so simple. And Green Chef, guys, is a USDA certified organic company. We got the paleo box and man, it was good. And to top it off, Anne and I had a nice romantic time cooking together. It was so fun.
I did not want to hear about your romance, but I do agree that Green Chef rocks. All of you guys who are listening, go to greenchef.com/OCT80 and use the code OCT80 to get $80 off, including free shipping. That's huge.
That's a good deal. So guys, do it because it's really fun and the food is good. Go to greenchef.com/OCT80 and use code OCT80 to get $80 off, including free shipping, guys.
I'm going to say it one more time. Go to greenchef.com/OCT80. And use code OCT80 to get $80 off, including free shipping. Come on now.
Get some good meals inside you.
Ooh, that's weird.
I was not able to say a word. While I'm telling you, it's like I feel the pain in my heart now because I remember each moment of that day. And Stefano, it has a conductor. He's really focused on his thing. So he was the only one speaking to the spokesperson and explaining everything, what we will do for this baby and everything. She said, let me.
Oh, so he was still making a pitch. He was like, we would be great parents.
Yeah. Yes. So we brought the brochure because you have to prepare during the home study. You have to prepare a brochure with all your life, with pictures, family pictures, all the testimonials from your best friends and references and things. So we say, do you want to, I mean, probably the mom saw this like brochure with and said, no, we didn't receive it from the agency. Oh, and I say, okay, bring to her and just say, we don't want to push her, but we want to give her everything. So she went upstairs after 2 hours waiting in the hospital waiting room at the George Washington Hospital in Washington, D.C. She came down. She said, the mom wants to meet you. So we went upstairs to give her everything and leave Jaden with her. But when we arrived, I mean, I will never forget. She just was screening us like this. And she said, okay, guys, that's Jaden. She gave us Jaden. And I didn't expect that. I was like dying in that moment, as you can imagine.
Oh,
Jaden came with us in the hotel on the 26th of December, and we brought him home on the 31st. So that's the reason why she's in our life, because she was, I mean, she treated us like family people since the first moment we met.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine how hard that must have been for her too, though? Because like, she didn't know you were coming. She'd just given birth.
Right.
And like all of a sudden she's just being handed this book about your lives. And she makes a decision that she's like, I think this child will be best with you. Like, that's incredible. What a gift.
Yeah.
And how hard.
Yes. And we never lost the contact, sending pictures and asking her, hey, can you tell me what we have to do now? Because we had zero experience with Kids Home. I mean, we grow a lot of nephews, but like with the Kids Home, it's totally different. So she was giving a lot of suggestions, like the creams you have to use. And, you know, in March, she texted me and say, hey, I have something for you. I say, tell me, do you want another baby? And I said, yes.
Oh,
same mom, same dad.
Did you ask Stefano or did you just say a yes for both of you?
I said yes, because we were talking, we'd love to have like a biological sister or brother for Jaden. I mean, it was so happy. I can't forget, but I mean, the moment when we received the text, I have all the texts. So, because I want to show them one day, Jaden and Maria, I have reading all the records, you know, all the gift I received from the mom. And because I don't want to feel like she couldn't keep them for many reasons. But the main reason is because they are considered poor. So the foster care and the social worker will have bring Jaden and Maria to the foster care. So she decided to give them a better life. And I don't blame her for this. She changed our lives.
Yeah. Are her other kids with her?
Yeah. The other six are with her.
Wow. She's got her hands full.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And how old are your kids right now? How old are they?
Maria was 2 yesterday.
And Jaden,
thank you. And Jaden is going to be 3 on Christmas Eve.
But so you like in 3 months, you went from no kids to 2 kids, or, you know, like the idea that you were going to have 2 kids, like that's crazy.
And we had to change house because we were living in a very nice apartment, but no space for 2.
2 so, children, yeah.
I mean, everything changed and it was crazy.
Do you talk about the other 6 kids as their siblings? Like, how do you, what language do you put on that?
Siblings, parents, like, I mean, like, we treat the situation like a really common situation, a normal situation. We don't say adopted, we don't say, we don't like your mom, your dad. We are really open-minded. And especially in nowadays with social media, how you can avoid contacts.
Yeah.
We want to have them happy, not unhappy.
So you guys are, what do they call you?
Papa.
Papa, both of you are papa?
Yeah.
Aww.
And then birth parents, that you do say that's mom and that's dad?
Yeah, mom and dad.
It's like a big extended family.
It is.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi, Robin.
What if I told you could get important fertility insight and you didn't have to go to the doctor or even leave home?
I would say, tell me how. That's what I would say. Oh my God,
right? Especially during COVID. You're in luck. Because I'm about to tell you about Modern Fertility and how they make it possible with easy at-home fertility hormone testing. Come on now.
I know. I love me some Modern Fertility. It is, guys, the easy and affordable way to test your fertility hormones at home. All you need to do is a simple finger prick You mail that jammy in with a prepaid label, and you're going to get your personalized results within 10 days. That's it.
That's right. And just prick the finger. And because traditional testing with your doctors, it can cost over $1,000, which is absurd.
Yeah.
Okay. And Modern Fertility only costs $159, and you're going to get the same information.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go to modernfertility.com/OCT, guess what? You're going to get $20 off your test.
That's great.
Also, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me, Jamie?
If you have an HSA or FSA, you can use those dollars on Modern Fertility.
And with those bucks, you're going to get insight into how many eggs you have, hormone levels, and any reproductive red flags, which is critical. And the results go in-depth into what every hormone means, and you can also talk one-on-one with a fertility nurse to review your results and options for next steps.
This is really great, guys. Come on. If you want kids today, or maybe one day, which, you know, you're listening to this podcast, so mm-hmm. I don't know, mm-hmm. you need the information that's going to help you make the decision that's best for you.
And so right now, Modern Fertility is offering our listeners $20 off the test when you go to modernfertility.com/OCT.
Guys, that means your test is only going to cost $139 instead of the hundreds or thousands, trust us, it thousands. Could cost at a doctor's office. So get $20 off your fertility test when you go to modernfertility.com/OCT.
Modernfertility.com/OCT.
Modernfertility.com/OCT. How do you plan on talking to them about their heritage, the fact that you guys are, dads are white, and they are black? How are you going to navigate that whole conversation? I'm sure you've thought
yes.
a lot about this. We have to, right?
Yes. It's hard for me to explain, but I'll try. We are from Italy. So while our idea of everything, it's completely different from United States.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if I say we feel like we are Americans, because America gave us everything. But the thing is, as Italian, I do not want to explain to them they are different because I don't feel they are. So we really want to treat them as our kids. We will learn through the process. For sure, talking to them about their family and things, yes, that's there's a plan. But about the ethnicity, I don't know. We have to learn through the process, and I want to speak with someone who went through the process before us. Mm-hmm. And also, because they have different kind of hair, so you have to treat them like with creams, and I don't have hair, but in general.
I don't have hair.
You don't even have to brush your hair.
Right. So,
you're saying there's things that you need to learn.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. We are learning.
I think that other families we've talked to, multiracial families, the parents talk about, if they're white parents and they have black children in this country, institutionalized racism is a big thing, and it's out there. And so the parents would talk about how they have no idea what the child is going to face just even walking down the street on any given day, any whatever kind of biases that the kid will get thrown at them that don't happen to us. And so I think that was something
that's another thing. Yes. I mean, but what we know for sure is that they're going to face problems because I'm sorry to say this, I never want to say that, but it's true. They're going to face problems because they are African American and they are adopted by a gay family. And in the summer of 2018, while we were in Venice choosing the costume for the Magic Flute, we went to this atelier in Venice. It's a very famous atelier. There was a guy there we were talking with. He fell in love with the story. And after months, we received a letter. This guy wants to write a book about your story. So we went through all the process and the book started. And when we started the Kickstarter campaign, after 2 days, bad messages were on our way. The publisher at the very beginning, and then people were able to find and to locate us on our social media. Also, you can find a single picture of our kids on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
We never posted anything for privacy, for them, for everything. So I don't know how they called the publishing asking something. So we started to receive email, letters, And also on the paid advertising on Facebook, down the messages. I mean, I never seen something bad like that.
Just hateful, hateful things.
Hateful things against us, against the kids, against the, you know, the ethnicity, and says, I mean, talking about slaves, talking about us to abuse the kids. And at the very beginning, there was one day I told Stefano, I want to shut down everything and I want to go ahead. I don't want to move forward with that.
Because of all of the bigotry that was
Because I didn't want to expose the kids to any, problem. Still today, yesterday, we received messages, email, things. But now, I feel a little bit different about it because we went through 6 months of, process. We collected so many bad letters. And you know what I have done? I've changed my mind. And at the very beginning, I was deleting the message and blocking the person. Now, I took all the screenshots of the messages. Every day, I took the screenshot. And one day, I want to publish all this and tag them.
Because, that would be amazing.
Yes, that would be amazing. Because can you imagine these people, how they can...
Cowards, too, because...
They wouldn't say it to your face.
No, of course they wouldn't.
I mean, it was hard. It was hard.
Claudio, can you tell people the name of the book and where they can get it? Because it's really nicely timed for the holidays.
Yes, the name is Two Dads Under the Christmas Tree. They can find the book everywhere. But what I suggest to them is to buy the book from the publishing company, the True Colors Lab, which is on the truecolorslab.com. Because in this moment, helping the small business, it's the most important thing.
And this is a book for children, right?
It is. It's for children, but I think it's also for adults. Yes, it's a book for open-minded families. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's for everyone.
Well, we'll put a picture up so everyone can see the artwork. It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Yay, there it is. There it is. For all of our Patreon members, you can see it right now. There it is.
The 2003 Christmas Tree by Tobias Mile. It's a book with... a story told by the mouth of the kids. So
that's amazing.
It's a little different from the pictures book in general. And we decided to dedicate this book to the Black Lives Matter because it was happening exactly during the Floyd situation. So
yes,
we thought it was like nice to give a sign and put on the back of the cover. Yeah. The Black Lives Matter hashtag to say, hey, we are here to support you guys because we really care about you.
Yes.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing your story. This was really great.
I'm so glad we were able to
speak. Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure and honor. Thank you so much.
Aw, isn't he so sweet?
I really love him.
I know. Mm. But you know what was nice about that story that's another another example of an adoption that went easy breezy beautiful. It wasn't hard. And he ended up with two kids in like 11 months or something ridiculous that.
Just boom, boom, boom.
Maybe that's a little too easy.
Well, it's not easy now. How about that? It's not easy now because he's got two teeny tiny kids, but really wonderful. And we have to share these stories, the easy ones, the hard. We want to share them all. So I'm so glad we got a nice.
And go get his book and add it to your family LGBTQ collection, Two Dads Under a Christmas Tree. Go get it.
It's a good one to add to the collection. I'm just repeating. Jamie. I'm just going to repeat everything you say from now on.
Just echo. That's correct, Robin. All right, Jamie. Speaking of books.
Our book, If These Ovaries
Can We Do It?
The things we've learned about making an LGBTQ. Learned about
making LGBTQ
family. We have to say it clearly once. The things we've learned. Okay, If These Ovaries Could Talk. The things we've learned about making an LGBTQ family is on sale now through the top of the year.
At Amazon only, you get 20% off the print and the EPUB version. But P.S., you can still, if you want to buy local, you can still go through IndieBound or whatever. Mm-hmm. But we just want to tell you can get some coin back for the holidays.
Also, you can get the audiobook if you want to hear our silky smooth voices. I would not call my voice silky smooth in any way. We read it. And it's available on Amazon and iTunes. And it's awesome.
And don't be afraid to rate and review the book on Amazon, Goodreads, and Google. It really helps
us. Rate us. Review us.
Okay, folks. Okay, right. Let's keep this conversation going. You can join us on social, Ovaries Talk on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. If These Ovaries Could Talk on YouTube, where you're going to see recordings of our live streams. And don't forget that our live streams are now on Facebook at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Facebook and on YouTube.
On Thursdays.
Yeah, Thursdays. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And you can support the podcast and join our community on Patreon at patreon.com/ovariestalk. And remember, when you support us on Patreon, you are literally helping us pay for this podcast. And we are really thankful for that. And you're going to get all kinds of bonus content over there, just so you know about our thanks. Yeah,
we thank you. We thank you. We thank you.
We thank you.
And let's not forget, we have to say thank you to our sponsors, Generate Life Sciences, Green Chef, and Modern Fertility. We want to give a big thank you to all of you Patreons who are helping us make this show. We thank you. How many times can we
big ups.
Thank you into this episode?
Big ups. I don't know okay. what I'm doing.
They want us to go.
A lot. We're saying
they
thank
want
you.
Us to all go. Right. They're done with us.
Everyone wants us to go. Okay. All right.
All right. Eggs.
Eggs. Eggs and thank you, ovaries.
And thank you.
And thank you.
Out. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So many thank
you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Helen. It was a joke.
Thank you. Helen has no sense of humor.
Well, it's because she doesn't know the words, thank you.
If these ovaries could talk, they would say, eggs, ovaries, out.
L is yep. for the way.
That's who you think it is. The Grimace Mug. The Hello Kitty keychain, Barbie herself. For a limited time, your favorite McDonald's collectibles filled with memories and magic are now on collectible cups. Get one of six when you order a collector's meal at McDonald's with your choice of a Big Mac or 10-piece McNuggets. Come get your cup while you still can. And participate in McDonald's for a limited time while supplies last.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.